Alexis Norton pushes through the unlocked gate in a chain link fence just two houses down from hers.
This house here was abandoned. Floodwaters came up. I'll take you out. You can see it.
To say the yard is overgrown, well, that is an understatement. Norton holds back some bushes for two friends and me.
Oops. Hold on. I'm tangled in a cable.
Clearly, she's done this before.
The mortgage company took back their house because they walked away.
It was pretty soon after the storm, Norton says.
Apparently, they were late on their mortgage payments as it was. That thing's got to be completely covered in mold.
That's Norton's friend, Kathy McDermott.
It was. It was so bad when we opened the door, the smell knocked us out. And it was open. Well, now it's not.
Norton has a mortgage with the same company, so she called them up, asked them about the house.
Yeah, but they were supposed to take the walls and the floors out, but they didn't do it as of yet.
They didn't take the rugs out?
Nope.
Oh, my God.
They did toss the flooded furniture and replace the roof.
Boy, I get a whiff of gas every once in a while. Natural gas. Well, anyway.
Norton says it's strange to work so hard to return home, only to find you're living among skeletons.
But this is one house. This is one of many.
Of the 30 homes on her dead end street, only three are back in their houses. The house next door is just as bad. Overgrown yard, open windows, and a hole in the roof. Norton says they're waiting for insurance money. But most storm-damaged neighborhoods on the shore have a couple houses like this, places that look untouched since the storm.
You know, we get the emails, phone calls, we have written complaints, stuff like that. This pile is actually complaints from this year.
Mike Famosky is the assistant administrator in Little Egg Harbor Township.
So how does that stack, which is, I don't know, 3 inches high, how does that compare to years past?
It's more than doubled.
There were some 4,000 homes here damaged by the storm. Famosky says the township has reached out to homeowners asking for information about houses that don't seem to have made any progress. Residents can file a complaint if they think a house isn't living up to local code or is unsafe. The town tries to track down owners and figure out what's going on, try to get them to mow the lawn at least. But it's hard.
And that's just it. When the people complain that, we got all these abandoned houses, you have to identify them. I'm like, well, how do you identify them? My house looked abandoned probably for 9 months.
Rebuilding is slow, especially if people are still battling with insurance or waiting to see what kind of money they might get through government grant programs. Plus, many homes here are second homes, which don't qualify for any state aid. And then there's foreclosures.
The context in New Jersey, even aside from the hurricane, is that foreclosures have been rising.
Darren Bloomquist is a vice president with RealtyTrack, a company that monitors foreclosures across the country. He says in most states, the foreclosure rate is falling. But it's still rising in New Jersey, up 67% so far this year over the same period last year. In some cases, this may be due to Sandy. Late last month, the Federal Housing Administration actually launched a loan modification program for some 600 homeowners facing foreclosure as a result of the storm. But Bloomquist says
most of it is not due to the storm. Most of it is due to this backlog of delayed foreclosures in New Jersey that was coming through anyway.
Many foreclosures in New Jersey that predate the storm are finally getting resolved now. The house next to McDermott and Lisa Stevens has been bank-owned for about 4 years. It was in terrible condition before the storm, but Sandy made it worse.
Well, yes, because there was a lot of debris that came into that backyard. There was
recently, some of the neighbors piled it up and put it out on the curb, sick of looking at it and hoping the town might haul it away.
Definitely the asbestos siding has spread more. You know, we worry about, we don't even know if some of it fell back into the water or leached, you know, what's leaching.
Whether a homeowner is long gone or just waiting for more financial help to rebuild, these damaged houses are still there, empty, maybe rotting. Everyone wants repairs to move more quickly. But try and tell someone they need to move a little faster? That's tough too, says Little Egg Harbor's Famosky.
Yeah, we got an email just, it was probably last week, about you like harassing us, and you know, and as a victim of the storm itself, you know, I know how long the process is.
Famosky gets that people are frustrated. He says they also need to be patient with the town, with the state, and most of all, with their neighbors. For WHYY,
I'm Tracy Samuelson.